let's begin as always. We'll take a moment to straighten up and settle into our posture. Whatever works for you posture-wise. Take a moment to notice your body. And I think we'll start with the focus away technique. So first of all, don't go into too much detail, but just notice if you're having any unpleasant emotion in your body right now. I don't want to suggest you stir it up, but if there's something there, you can be aware that that's there. And well, I'm going to try and do this. If you can open your eyes, and maybe if you have a window to look out of, or a distance across the room, I'm going to look out of my window here. And if you don't have a window to look out of, and you're in a very small space, try to imagine what's beyond the walls, so that your eyes are looking towards the horizon, even if you can't actually see it. But if you can see it, or you can see, for example, I can see about a block away, I see a house. That's far enough, as far as you can see. And look, notice, note, see. Just notice what you see out there. Notice details. Or if you're looking at the far end of the room, just explore. You can label if you want to with C, but try to resist the temptation to start looking at things closer by, or when you find yourself looking to closer things, look, put your attention back in the distance. And as you begin to settle on that view in the distance, either what you can see or if you're needing to imagine what you're looking at, let your focus soften up a bit. Let your eyes rest. And it may be that you can continue to note what you see in the distance while what is in the foreground begins to either go out of focus literally because your eyes are rested and you're not focusing hard on anything, or they go out of focus figuratively because you're allowing your attention and your eyeballs to rest in the distance. So we'll just do that for a few minutes. Noting C in the distance. Whatever is going on in the foreground or especially inside in your emotional body, in your thoughts, not fighting with them, we're not trying to make them go away. Just let them be in the background while you choose to focus all of your attention on seeing what's out there in the distance. Your background equanimizing, or to put it in simpler words, you're allowing whatever needs to happen elsewhere that is not the visual distance. You're just allowing that to be there and to do its thing. Not getting sucked into it. Or if you do get sucked into it, bringing your attention back to the distance. That distance which is nothing to do with the emotions that are going on. Nothing to do even with what's on your desk right now. What you have to do later. This is the freedom of focusing far away. It's okay to get curious about what you're looking at. To notice details. And it's also okay to just let your focus relax and notice the distance just as a general image. Without so much detail. Whatever works, just keep your attention on see out as far away as you're able to see. See out. Thank you. Those emotions may still be active, but you're choosing to not pay attention to them right now. As you throw your attention on what you see in the distance and connect with that, soak into that, makes it harder for the emotions to suck you in. Now, if you want, you can continue with that focus, or I'm going to give a little guidance now on the toggling back and forth technique that I mentioned. You can do either one. If you want to just stay with the distance, you can mute me if you don't want to be distracted by my talking. Otherwise, if you'd like to join us, if you'd like to join me in the next technique, bring your attention into your body and find a place in your body that is not experiencing the unpleasant emotion. If you're not having any sort of emotion right now to work with, that's great. You can just note, feel in and feel out. Or if you want to trigger an emotion by choosing something that's not too distressing, but maybe remembering something that's mildly unpleasant so that you can bring up an emotion to work with, you can do that. And if you are currently in a situation that is causing emotion, then of course, that's a great thing to work with. So scan through your body and find a place that you feel comfortable with as your safe place. Might be on your extremities, far away from the core of emotional sensation, or it might be some part of your body that's just particularly relaxed and feels good right now. Or it could be somewhere that you can detect, but you don't feel anything, like an earlobe or the top of your head. Just a neutral place that you're easily able to find and that does not contain emotional content for you. And just focus on that for a few minutes. Rest in that. Get to know it a little bit. Make sure you feel safe If there is no place in your body that you feel safe right now, then open your eyes and choose something to look at that you feel comfortable with. It's either neutral or pleasant that you'll be able to focus on with ease. So we're going to be toggling back and forth between the safe place and the emotion, physical sensations that you're feeling. But don't look at the core. We're going to the edges of those sensations. So gently turn your attention toward the unpleasant emotion. As soon as you feel that you're going to get sucked into it, go back to your safe place. And as you're able, so you're turning toward the feel-in emotional sensation, see if you can detect just the edges of it. There will be a intense core, or I should say more intense. It may not be that intense for you right now. It may be. But there will be a core that is strong, where the strength of the emotion is. And then as you move outward in a sort of physical space, spatial way, that sensation will get weaker. And see if you can find the edges of it. So you can just hang out with that unpleasantness, but with a weaker version of it, just the edges of it. But hang out with it with a welcoming attitude, knowing that you can go at any moment back to your safe place. And see if you can allow the edges of that sensation to be there without having to fight it, without having to judge it. Not that it's going to suddenly be pleasant. You can acknowledge that it's unpleasant, but right on the edges there, it's manageable. So for the next few minutes, just hang out there on the edges. Go back to your safe place whenever you want to take a break. If you feel like you're getting more comfortable with the edges, you can look a little bit deeper. But make sure you're keeping an eye that if you start getting sucked in to the unpleasantness, quickly go back to your safe place and focus on that. Or open your eyes and see out onto something pleasant. The thoughts connected to this emotion, just let them be in the background. They're creating a story which is adding to the intensity of the emotion. You don't need to listen to that story right now. Right now, you're just getting to know the periphery of the emotional, physical sensation, getting friendly with it. And never staying so long that it starts to overwhelm again. You have a safe place to go. And indeed, if you want to go to that distant visual location that we were doing earlier, that's also a place you can toggle to if you really need to get away from the body. Take a break from the emotion. If you get used to your safe space, know how to contact it easily, then you can always go there. If you're out and about, not really, you're not meditating, you're just doing your thing, and you find that a strong emotion is coming up, you can turn your attention immediately to your safe place. And reduce the likelihood of being sucked into the emotion. Or if you're having an unpleasant day and you just want to break, do a 5-minute micro hit of see out in the distance, get far away from your body. And if you really want to dig in and work with difficult emotions, then set aside a good chunk of time to do this toggling practice until you're able to get a little bit deeper into the feel-in sensations, knowing that you can safely get out, and discovering that you can create some allowingness without having to be overcome. So that's our 25 minutes. If you have contacted your emotions and created a little equanimity with that, see if you can hang on to that as we move into some brief discussion.